Music in the Air with singing stars Robert Simmons and Peggy Allen.
I know every star just the same and if you are, why haven't I told you? I know riddles in the brook, name I have an open book, why haven't I told you? Friends are sweet, I'm in love, always answer yes, I just don't confess.
In a little town called Edendorf, there's a doctor of music, there's a choral society, and there's a walking club. Maybe those three elements don't mix in your mind, but they will. Should I add that the doctor of music has a pretty daughter named Sieglinde, and the Edendorf school has a young master named Karl. Now, Karl not only writes verses to the doctor's music, but he's also president of the walking club. Does this get complicated? Then let's put it this way. The Edendorf Walking Club is about to set out on a walking tour to Munich. Dr. Lessing, that's the doctor of music, is going along. So is the doctor's daughter, Sieglinde. So is Karl. At a gathering of Edendorf folk, the walking club is about to sing a song the doctor has composed, the words of which have been written by Karl.
I make all things to sing on my way to
little star, just how sweet I think you are. Why haven't I told you? I've told ripples in a brook, made my heart an open book. Why haven't I told you? Friends ask me, am I in love? I always answer yes. Might as well confess, if I don't they guess. Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me?
I've been like you and me. Every little star, just how sweet I think you are. Why haven't I told you, my dear? Why haven't I told you? I've told ripples in the brook, made my heart an open book. Why haven't I told you? I'm in love, always on success. Yes, 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 it will confess. Confess, I don't make this maybe you true.
You should publish that music here, Doctor. The whole world should be whistling it.
Maybe they will.
That's Dr. Lessing.
Maybe they will?
That's what my father said. Maybe they will.
That's the doctor's daughter, Sieglinde.
What do you mean, Herr Doctor?
Well, aren't Karl and I walking with the mountain climbers to Munich?
Yes.
And doesn't my old school friend, Ernst Weber, live there?
And isn't the Herr Doctor's friend, Ernst Weber, a music publisher?
That's Karl.
You mean you're going to Munich to have it printed?
Yes.
Of course he is.
Munich will go wild over that music.
Are the mountain climbers assembled?
They're ready, Herr Doctor.
Karl, will you join Sieglinde in the prayer?
I'm ready.
Our journey may be long, thy strength.
strength will keep us strong. And in the dark of the night, if one stray heart should roam, hold up thy shining light and guide him safely home.
A journey made you
Gull. And now as we go, let us say goodbye to Edendorf with our old song, There is a Hill Beyond the Hill.
The world can be a wonderful world with the thrill of adventure
gone. If you don't like the kind of things, stay home and turn your thumb. A day can be a wonderful day when you're out on the open road.
Days later, the walking club nears Munich. High on a mountain, we come across Sieglinder and Karl resting on the roadside.
Somehow I'm not a bit anxious to go to Munich.
Karl, how can you say that?
Well, I don't see why Edendorf people talk about Munich as if it were heaven. What's so wonderful about a big city, anyway? Is there one spot in Munich as pretty as the little lake right at the edge of our village? Tell me one spot.
Well, I don't know. It's so long since I was at Munich.
Well, I was there 3 years ago. I don't think so much of it. Though we did go to a theater, I and my uncle.
You did? What was it like?
Not so bad.
Did you find them pretty?
Did I what? I don't understand.
The actresses in Munich. Were they very grand?
Well, I wouldn't say that they were so grand.
So, but attractive?
Yes, they're attractive. Not so attractive.
No.
Not like Sieglinde.
Oh.
No one like Sieglinde there.
Carl, when you wrote that poem to my father's song, did it take you long?
When I wrote it, I was inspired by something beautiful that I desired.
A warm spring night was stirred by a breeze, and love was born. A moon in flight was caught in the trees, and love was born. A lark sang out, and through the mist there came a sigh upon a sigh, and two young lips were gently kissed, and two young hearts learned to fly. A cheerful boy awoke from the doze, and blew his horn. The sun came up and smiled on all those, and love was born.
When the doctor and Sieglinde and Karl reached Munich, they hurried with their music to the doctor's boyhood friend, Ernst Weber, the song publisher. And there Karl met Frieda Hatzfeld, the famous prima donna.
It's marvelous meeting you. You're so famous and beautiful.
Ah, you silly boy. I don't suppose you can realize how refreshing you are to me, just at this time.
That's Frieda. And though Karl doesn't know it, she's playing him off against Bruno Mahler, the playwright. Frieda is in the middle of a grand row with Bruno. She's threatened to leave him after 7 years of blissful argument. That's Bruno over there, talking to Sieglinde, to get a bit of his own back on Frieda.
Will you come out and have tea with me? I'll take you to a nice little place.
Oh, it's very kind of you, Herr Mahler, but Father and I are going to the zoo this afternoon.
The zoo? Splendid. Then I'll take you to the zoo.
Come now, Sieglinde, Karl. Ernst is waiting to hear our music.
I make up things to say on my way to you. On my way to you, I find things to say. I can write volumes too when you're far away. When you're far away, I write poems too.
But when you are here, my lips go dry. When you are here, I only sigh. Oh, dear. I've told every little star just how sweet I think you are. Why haven't I told you?
I've told the ripples in a brook, made my heart an open book. Why haven't I told you?
Friends ask me, am I in love? I always answer yes. Might as well confess, if I don't, they guess.
Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me?
And so the curtain falls on Act One of Music in the Air. And Bruno did take Sieglinde to the zoo, despite the angry glances of Frieda. And it's at the zoo we find them.
Who's that old man staring at you, Sieglinde? You smiled at him.
An old gentleman named Cornelius. He met us, Carl and me, on the mountains. I met him again this morning. He's always laughing and singing. He said such a funny thing to me this morning.
What funny thing?
He said, "Where's the boy?" I said, "You mean Carl?" He said, "Yes. When you see him, please tell him not to stay here in Munich too long. The air here is wrong. The food is too rich." Wasn't that funny?
Very depressing.
You've been humming that all afternoon. What is it?
It's a new waltz I've been writing. I have a part in my new operetta. A man about my age. and wicked like me. Don't laugh. He loves a sweet young girl, and he daren't hope she loves him. And today I've learned how he feels. I could hear him sing an appeal, humble, pathetic in its futility.
One more dance in the arms of love. With sad eyes of autumn, I'm looking at spring, asking the pretty thing just one more favor, one more glance from the shy white dove, one more night if you will, one more flight, one more thrill, one more dance with love.
Oh, look! He is Carl.
And Frieda.
Hello there.
However did you know you'd find us here?
I didn't.
We've been on the lake.
And before that, Fräulein Hartsfeld, took me to the Shark Art Gallery.
What are you laughing at?
You on the lake. You at art galleries. I bet it's the first time you ever went sightseeing in Munich.
Well, isn't this the first time you've been to the zoo?
I suppose you're too busy to get out here much.
Yes,
he was busy today. He wrote a waltz while we were walking around the park.
He did?
Oh? What waltz is that?
The one I used to call Night Flies By.
Oh, you can't change that. I like it.
I've got a better idea.
I won't have a word changed. It's just right for me as it is. Oh, it's really beautiful, Carl, this waltz we're talking about. I'm an innocent little girl, you see.
In the play.
And I'm waiting for my sweetheart on a balcony. And I sing a kind of vocal soliloquy. Night flies by, you fly too.
But
your love is like starlight that fades in the day. Why can't you ever stay? Why can't I hold you?
That's all changed.
Over my dead body. Night flies.
I think that's beautiful.
I think it is, too.
I've changed the idea.
You've changed the idea?
Yes. You don't sing it at all.
I don't sing it at all.
No. I've given it to the baritone.
The baritone?
Like this.
Oh!
One more dance in the arms of
the baritone.
With sad eyes of autumn, I'm looking for spring, asking the pretty thing just one more favor, one more glance from the shy white dove, one more night if you will, one more flight, one more thrill, one more.
You can't do that to me.
Can't I? I've done it.
Well, you can leave me out altogether. Goodbye.
If that's the way you feel, all right.
Late that night, Dr. Lessing waits in his hotel for Sieglinde to return. His friend Ernst and some others keep him company.
Now, there you are at last.
We've had a wonderful time. Where's Carl?
He's helping Fräulein Frieda to pack. She's going to Berlin tonight.
I don't believe it. She won't leave Munich. Listen, Sieglinde, there's that music again.
I've heard nothing but it for hours. They keep you awake all night with the music in that restaurant.
They were playing it everywhere we went tonight. I learned all the words.
And she's been singing it.
Sieglinde. Singing in the public restaurant.
She has a nice voice, Herr Doctor. Sing it again, Sieglinde. She will be a grand actress and singer, I tell you, Doctor. Sing it again, my dear.
The
I want my fill of the spring, with all the thrill of the spring. I want to dance when I see a happy pair. I want to fall right in love and get my own portion of romance. When I hear a bitter song, I want to sing like a bird. I want to learn every word and every rhyme. I'm susceptible and foolish and young, and I have a darn good time.
Yeah, I want my fill of the spring, with all the thrill of the spring. I want to
sing like a bird. I want to learn every word and every rhyme. I am susceptible and foolish and young, but I have a darn good time.
La 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 la.
I want to nip a little bit, kick a little bit, little bit, just let me live a little bit. I can do no harm when spring is in the air. I want my fill of the spring, with all the thrill of the spring. I want to dance my silly friends. I want to fall right in love and get my own portion of romance. My song, I want to sing like a bird. I want to learn every word.
Frieda did go to Berlin, much to the amazement of Bruno, and much to the dismay of Sieglinde. Karl followed her. Bruno mended his slightly cracked heart by falling properly for Sieglinde, and offered her the big part in his operetta. And on the night of the first dress rehearsal, we find him in her dressing room.
Just go out onto the stage and be yourself. That's all I want the audience to see. Your sweet, charming self.
I do want to be a success. I want to show you I'm worthy of your confidence. And I want to show somebody else that he can't hurt me.
Don't worry about him anymore.
I'm not going to.
Does all this make you less afraid of me?
I'm not going to be afraid of you anymore. We're fellow artists now.
Good. And I shan't be afraid of you anymore. I've been terrified of you. Like a schoolboy with his first love. Sieglinde, you are my first love.
Oh.
In a sense. Never before have I loved like this. I can't describe how I feel in words.
But it's your profession to think of beautiful words.
I can't think of you in words. You're more like music.
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play, I feel it start, then melt away.
I hear music when I touch your hand, a beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart,
true, a song is pure.
But after that rehearsal, things were vastly different. Frankly, Sieglinde was a horrible flop. Even Bruno turned his back on her. Frieda, who had returned to Munich and had been secretly rehearsing the part, was coaxed back into the show. And she and Bruno swore never to part again. And Sieglinde and Karl, well, let's get back to their quiet little village of Edinburgh.
Oh, it's good to be here. But I'll never write or conduct another piece of music after that fiasco in Munich.
But they need you, Father. The Burgomaster says the singing has become very ragged.
And Karl, he won't write any more words for me. He wants to leave the village. Mein Liebling, why don't you marry him?
He hasn't asked me.
Sieglinde, will you marry me?
No.
Oh, you're both crazy. Why won't you marry him?
For what he did in Berlin.
What did he do in Berlin?
I don't know.
And when I was in Berlin, what was she doing in Munich?
Well, what was she doing?
I don't know.
Yes, you're both crazy. We're all crazy. No, I've changed my mind. I will write more music and conduct the singing. But here in Edendorf, not in Munich. Edendorf and I and Edendorf, we belong together. And you two?
We belong together.
Oh, Karl.
We belong together, we're happy together, and life is a song. When we are together, we know we are where we belong. We belong together, like birds of a feather, together we thrive. Little caring whether the rest of the world is alive.
All alone, I'm only a half. Not
in the air, you heard Peter O'Shaughnessy, Robert Barnard, Keith Hudson, Jill Warwick, and Elizabeth Wing. Your singing stars, Robert Simmons and Peggy Allen. Orchestra and chorus conducted by Verdon Williams. Your narrator was Morris Kellard. Music in the air was produced by Alfred Potter and directed by Cedric Zahara.
Why haven't you told me?